Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm lonely, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
In 7 seconds.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry.
No, you're good. It's a morning.
Oh yeah, it is.
What morning is it?
A rainy morning.
That's true. Give me more information. Keep going.
A happy morning?
Yeah.
A morning filled with nice air quality.
Nice.
In the outside.
Uh-huh.
It's also the first day back of our show.
Yay, same time. We're still here.
We're back.
Yay.
Except there's a new part of our show.
Mm-hmm.
The name.
No, please, you.
Oh.
No, please. Oh, no, please.
The clog dance.
Here we are. Woo! Dancing.
With clogs.
Oh. Are you wearing
I'm
clogs?
I'm not wearing clogs.
I'm not either.
Oh, no.
Well, usually. Like at least one of us is carrying the weight of the...
Yeah, usually every day I wear clogs.
Mutual burden. Yeah.
But today I was like, boots.
It's raining. Okay, yeah. Today it's raining.
Yeah.
As we have clarified. So that's one point to keep in mind.
Yes. But yeah, who are you?
My name is Nina. Who are you?
I'm Emma. Hi.
What is our theme today?
Our theme is crisp air, because, you know, we love fall.
I was going to say crisp air. It's true, though. I really do.
I think fall is the best time of the entire whole year.
Do you like fall better than spring?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Oh. I do, too. I was just checking.
fall I like pretty much above everything else. Yeah. Like some people are like, oh, summer, it's so nice. Like, I'm no. like, hey, wait until the fall, hey, then I thrive.
Sit back down. You're wrong.
Because then we get to wear things like sweaters.
That's the whole list for me. That's scarves, like. Hats, sweaters.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And like there's apple picking and pumpkin picking and other kinds of fruit picking.
I'm so ready.
So that's all I want to do ever. Mm-hmm. And it's time.
Now is now.
Mm-hmm. So
the air's crisp. Today the air is a little damp as well as crisp. I know I've made that at this point abundantly clear. Mm-hmm. But
like when it's that cool, it's crisp, yeah. You can like really feel it, and it just feels like it's going to be cold, like yeah. a little bite.
Yesterday it was really like that, I felt.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I woke up in the morning and I was like, I'm almost cold. Which and then the day good. Kept going and I was like, okay, I can take my hat off. Oh. But the whole day I was like, this is great.
Yeah, because you don't have to feel sweaty at all.
It feels
cool and comfortable.
Very clean and like hopeful, also nostalgic. Very bittersweet.
No. Bittersweet? That's just sweet. But okay, bittersweet in terms of the air, but in terms of feelings and all the
fun. I stand by bittersweet for my own personal experiences in the crispy air.
That's fair. Because then it's also to getting to
disagree.
It's fair. I see it.
Yeah.
We heard a song just now.
Please tell us about it.
Called I'm Gonna Be (500 miles) by The Proclaimers. And that's one of my favorite songs because I like The Proclaimers, but also because something that I like to do in the fall is go on long walks and collect leaves. So if anyone wants to go on a fall leaf walk with me. Offer still stands. Yes.
Me.
Fall day coming up.
Great.
Nina and Emma. Great.
Leaves.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do some more?
Yeah. Thanks. Play a tune.
Okay.
Bye. I'll
play one now.
Oh, you're listening to WMFO in Medford also.
That's relevant information. Yeah, we were so excited that it was so crispy and we're here. We're here on the radio.
And it's 7.07 a.m., 13 seconds into that minute.
The radio station, as Emma just said, WMFO in Medford.
All right, now tune time.
Okay, great. Tune time.
Again, my spotless exit. So we walk two by two, a tedious sentence. But when I am gone, at least I won't be thinking. Ooh.
We're back.
Still here. Haven't left. WMFO in Medford. Our radio show.
The clog dance. Still here.
Makes me want to do a jig every time we say it.
We probably should at some point today at least once.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe like 10 times even.
Perhaps like nonstop for
maybe
the whole day.
Every time that anyone says the clog dance, we have to do it.
You just said it. Emma just did a little dance.
Sorry, everyone couldn't see that. Oh, I should be on TV.
Bummer, you should be. That's really true.
Oh. With that kind of dancing skill.
Woo. It's true.
What songs did we just hear?
We just heard two songs. The first was called Air by Waxahachie. And the thought process behind that is that our theme is crisp air. That song is called Air because, yeah, we were thinking about doing some sort of fall theme. And then we were like, really, an essential feature of this fall that we're both so excited about is the air quality.
It's so. Just so cool and refreshing. Feels mm-hmm. like a nice, cool drink of water, only in air form.
You love water. So, makes sense you're excited.
Well, yeah, I like the song.
Uh-huh. The second song we heard was by The Innocence Mission, and that song is called Bright as Yellow, because I feel that when I think about part of what is so, like, crisp and refreshing about this nice air is it feels very, like, a little bit cool and kind of dry, like, after a really humid summer, and also very, like, bright and clear. And I feel like often colors of sunlight will feel particularly striking through such lovely crisp air, including yellow, like at sunrise or sunset. Mm-hmm. Like the like golden hour color that starts happening like 4 hours earlier than it was over the summer, so at like 4 p.m. but looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Can we have a fall picnic like surrounded by leaves that we like artfully display while we eat food in this golden hour?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Okay. Confirmed.
Great.
Great.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Should I play a little tune?
Yeah. Tune, play it.
Right. It's on.
You know what I need?
What?
Crisp air.
Oh, me too.
Thanks.
That was a good one.
Thanks. Thanks.
We heard some tunes just now.
Please tell them to us. Tell us them. About them. Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
The first song we heard was Sweater Weather.
My favorite type of weather.
The neighborhood. And I try to extend sweater weather as long as possible. Like, sometimes in the summer, I'll just, like, get really hopeful and pull out, like, a fall sweater and then just be so warm the whole day and uncomfortable.
That's
but at least
real.
I'm wearing a fall sweater. But, hey, guess what? Now it's the time when that's actually weather appropriate.
Woo! Person or sweater?
Yes.
Questions I want people who see me to ask.
Yes. We were talking about this earlier, is that what if you just couldn't tell whether I was just, like, actually a sweater or Emma.
Is there any person in there anywhere, or is it literally just a sweater?
Yeah, that's all I want.
It's like just a sweater. Just a pile of sweaters.
That's me.
Yeah. Yep. That's me.
Sums it up. Mm-hmm. I think I need to start buying my dad some new sweaters, though, because I've taken all of his old ones, and nice. He's like, I actually need to have at least two to wear for myself.
Like, now I don't have any.
And I'm like, well, I've got a bunch and I need more.
That's funny.
Who is really the one who needs fall sweaters here?
I know.
Clearly me if I'm, like, talking about it on the radio.
I know.
Dads, they don't understand.
They just don't get it.
The second song we heard was called What You Need by
Sweater.
The Weeknd. Yeah. Thank you. That's what we need, what we need.
I'll let you finish.
We shouldn't be allowed to finish. Yeah, we need those sweaters. We need that crisp air. Also, this is fitting because I've had a little bit of a cold lately. Mm. And I feel like crisp air just, like, helps you with that.
Does it? I would say that maybe you get a cold in the crisp air.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, maybe because it's colder. That would cause one reason. But also when the air becomes less, like, humid and maybe full of good things in it, which is what I assume happens in the fall.
Sure.
Then it's
we can roll that.
Better for you, anyone who's an air quality expert. I'm sorry, but this is just my belief.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like it's doing me good.
Great. I'm glad.
Thanks. All right. Do you want to play a song?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You don't see what you used to see. Hello.
Hi. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm so great. That was great. That was great.
Nina sent me a bolt of energy and I really am feeling it. So thank you.
I did. Emma sent me one first, so that was really the... Emma did the work.
Does that mean that we both just have the same amount as we started with?
Wow.
But I feel better because it's like, it was your energy that you gave to me.
Yeah. I feel similarly.
Anyway, we just were listening to some really good tunes with the nice beats. What were they? Did I just make you not want to
announce them? No, that was great. I really want to announce them. The first song we heard was by Tops, and that's called Change of Heart. Thought process being that, as I was saying before, which I stand by and perhaps want to revisit, is the idea of the like fall crispy air is like a bittersweet situation. I think for me, what that comes down to often is this whole idea of like, time is passing and things are changing and like it's like the year's beginning to come to a close, but also it feels like a fresh start because it's so crisp and like you're so much less sweaty than you were a month ago. And Yeah, I think there's a change of heart involved as the crisp breezes blow through your window.
Ooh.
And you are in your sweater and you're like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah, I'd like to retract my previous statement where I was like, what, bittersweet? I'm sorry that I said that because I do realize that... I think that like it's such a brief time, but that's like... So it's like extra heightened for me because it's probably when like the month that I feel happiest, the month or two, but then that is like such a short time. So I feel the bittersweetness of it. That then it's like there's a lot of physical changes in the environment too that are like beautiful for a while, but it really means that like the trees are... letting go. So change is not something that I deal well with, but you know what, I'm gonna enjoy the fall.
You know
apple
what,
picking.
We're gonna pick some apples get and some, wear some scarves.
Yeah, that's all
it's
I
fine.
Want to do.
It's fine. All I want to do is knit myself into a cocoon.
Well, can you knit me into one too?
Yeah,
I don't know how to
I'll
do
knit
it
us both into one.
Okay, great, thanks. Good, we're settled.
Yeah, exactly. The other song we heard was by Joni Mitchell, and that song is called Coming from the Cold, because the crisp air is happening as the temperatures are getting colder, and it makes it really nice when you're outside and you're like wearing two sweaters and a hat and you're like, ooh, it's a little bit crisp. And then you go inside and you're like, ooh, I'm toasty. And then you like maybe heat up some apple cider or something.
Yeah.
And like maybe knit. And then you're like, great.
Yes.
This is good.
Incredible.
Wow, so I'm so excited for that situation.
I just want to go into my home and like put on PJs and do that, but that's not going to happen until later because I've got that school thing today. Anyway, I have a little PSA for us.
Please.
Autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I feel like they really echoed there what we've been talking about, too.
Just get out in that crispy air.
And the best part of it is, the picture in this PSA is literally my favorite tree on campus.
Really? Is it that big one?
The one by the campus center.
Oh.
It's my favorite tree and it can't be anyone else's, but you can appreciate that it's the best one anyway.
I think my favorite tree is either the one on that little corner in front of Latin Way. It's like very small. It's like where there's that line of parking spaces. Like right above Latin Way, there's like a little tree there. There's also one on the other side of the hill, like if you're going down past Lane, which maybe doesn't count as on campus anymore because just a tree in someone's yard, like in the house that's like right next to where the...
Oh, I appreciate beautiful trees wherever they are.
Campus maybe ends. But anyway, there's also a nice one on that side.
I can't picture either of those, and so I'd like to explore both of them.
They're both kind of small.
Oh, that's nice. I feel like there's this one tree in the academic quad that most people are like, this is the best fall tree, and it's very much like... It's a beautiful tree, but it's just so...
Oh, I know which one you mean.
Yeah, it's always just, like, unoriginal.
It's like, whatever.
It's like, yes, this is beautiful, but, like, I want some interest, some, like, some differences in these trees. And not that I would judge anyone. Yeah, I am. I'm judging you for your fall tree. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry. It's just that's happening.
Yeah. It's just happening. There's nothing you can do about it. Just sit back and relax. I'm going to judge you based on your tree.
Oh, no.
Your tree preferences.
I feel like... It's not a good thing to judge people for anything. I'm sorry.
Shall I play some song?
Yeah.
Great.
All right, it's on.
Let's do it.
I'll be honest, I wasn't devastated. But you could have held my hand through this, baby. And my mind. Why am I preaching to this choir, to this atheist? Just like my versions of these belong to you. After a while, they're keeping me close to you.
Honey, come home. My stubborn ways are behind me now. They're behind me now. And there's nothing here that will not break down like you never did. The kids say hello to us in our separate home. Darling, please come home. I've cleaned out the fridge. Block, every minute of every walk we used to take. We were young so many years ago. And I think of all this time that we've wasted with all our fighting, and I cry. Just wanna die with the one I love beside me.
How is everyone doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I really do stand by my bittersweet thing, because I think both of those songs are good evidence of, like, what? Emma's making really a face. You look, like, so affronted. Please explain.
You think they're bittersweet?
Yeah.
The Honey Come Home?
Yeah.
It's so pleasant.
Well, yeah, and that's the sweet part. There's bitterness in there, I feel.
Oh.
Personally.
Yeah, I think I choose to focus on the sweet parts. Like, do you remember everything we did together? Because it was so nice in the past, and we were going on fall walks together and I'm remembering it.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you focused on that part.
Well,
because that part's there. It's so true.
Yeah.
Like, we were both bouncing. We were excited. I was smiling. Also, I stand by the fact that there's, like, some sadness in there.
Okay.
Anyway, what songs do we hear?
We heard Close to You by Frank Ocean. And I chose to interpret that song as positive and being like, oh, people are like close to each other in the fall because they have to cuddle because it's cold out.
Survive.
But also, like,
yeah.
For the love purposes too.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So I think everyone's just like a happier, like just there's so many good things about fall. I just love fall. I feel happy in fall.
Yeah.
That's the point of my story.
Yeah.
And that was by Frank Ocean on the new album, Blonde. Blonde is, I think, the word that I have the hardest time spelling in the dictionary, just so everyone knows.
The E at the end or not?
Yeah, I never know. I don't know. I feel like it's
a
preference, right? Like, I think you can use either, maybe.
One is maybe, like, the British one or something.
Or, like, a food.
What? Is blonde a food?
Wait, no.
Wait, what?
I don't think so, actually. I like thought it sounded right for a second, but then I was like, oh no.
Hold on, wait.
Reject that.
That's funny. Okay.
Anyway, then the other song we heard was Honey Come Home by The Head and the Heart. And that reminds me of just happiness because I feel like I just picture a lot of people just sort of like walking barefoot in like the fall crisp air and like holding hands with other friends. And I think it reminds me of this kind of thing because I saw them in concert at L.L. Bean one time and it was just very like outdoor kind of thing, very like cool and casual. So
I was from Maine, everyone.
You couldn't tell.
If that clarifies.
So yeah, that's why I chose those songs.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like both of those.
Yeah. Do you want to play a couple?
I do. Great. This is one. Yeah, we'll kind of hear it. I don't need to say anything.
Tune time.
Starting. Just a moment.
Sweet little cherry blossom.
It's just going slowly. I just don't want there to be silence. Time,
moving her lips to her favorite song, cherishing every rhyme, swaying her hips to the rhythm, humming along with the tune, lost in her own little dream world, slow. Watching her, I cannot help but go back in my mind. And suddenly I find I am 15 again. Slow dancing with the moon. Oh, the stars got in my eyes. Long of Wonderland, lost in her own fantasy. Somehow my heart never grew up, no one ever burst my balloon. So here I am swirling in stardust, slow dancing with the moon. And still believe some.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
We never left.
We were sitting here the whole time.
Sitting here listening.
Tricked you. I stood and danced for a while. A few minutes.
Ha ha.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, sorry if I cut that song off for the first few seconds, everyone. That was just my brain left for like a hot second, and now it's back, sort of. That song was by Dolly Parton. Who, yeah, I don't know if anyone is listening today who is listening over the summer, but we played, I think, Dolly Parton every single day. I think we had Dolly Parton on every show this summer, right? at least so. Once.
Yeah, I think Dolly Parton was our new like person of
guest star
choice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there was some Dolly for you right then. It's called Slow Dancing with the Moon from the album Slow Dancing with the Moon. For a variety of reasons, because at one point she says the literal word bittersweet, so I feel vindicated. Additionally,
we'll agree to disagree.
I was like, ha! And Emma was like, oh no. Also, on crispy fall days that feel really clear, sometimes you get really nice crispy fall nights, and then you can see the moon. And the two of you can dance, and it's cute.
But you're in a blanket.
And you're in a blanket. Yeah, you're, like, in several fuzzy blankets looking out the window or, like, on the porch or whatever looking at the moon. Or you're, like, in a blanket in a cornfield looking at the moon. And you're like, happy autumn. I'm gonna stop talking. You should take over. Go.
Wow. What an image that was. All of a sudden, the cornfield just came.
Take me there.
But, yeah, we're sort of wrapping up this week's episode of the Clog Dance. Stay
we'll be
tuned
back.
For next week. Mm-hmm. Theme TBD, as they say.
What if that was actually our theme? Something maybe to think about. Keep a weather ear on the horizon for what we decide.
Excellent.
Oh.
But anyway, you've been listening to WMFO.
But anyway,
in Medford at 7:55, 15:16 a.m.
17:18.
Oh, the seconds keep turning.
Whoa! Forward march of time.
Wow. We're going to be out and about today. Mm-hmm. Breathe in that air.
Yeah.
Although, stay outside today while you can. It's rainy, so don't maybe
do
that.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to rain maybe all week, but... Oh. Once it clears up again, because I think there is some fall crispy happening in the air, even in the rain, because that's just like what season it is now.
Yeah.
But I think it's extra crisp.
Oh, I just love the word crisp too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It also means chips in some places, and so it just makes me think of chips too, which is great.
Wait, that's really cute.
I love chips.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's very fair.
Yeah. Should we?
Yeah, do you want to play a last song or should I?
Whatever, I have one, but I might leave us on a more positive fall note.
Oh, I think I would too.
Oh, okay.
My last one's funny.
Oh, do it then.
You can...
Oh, no, I think what you're going to do will be good.
Are you sure?
Yes, I trust you.
Okay.
Completely, 100%.
I'm going to play a song called Night Changes, speaking again about the evenings and also the changes of the time and the season.
Is that a song by?
This song is by One Direction. You're welcome, everyone.
Bye, great. See you next week.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. Had a cigarette, heart is beating loud, and she doesn't want it to stop. Moving too fast, moon is lighting up her skin. She's falling, doesn't even know it yet. Having no regrets is all that she really wants.
into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loved.